Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we get closer to the holidays, a lot of family traditions and changes for families as far as schedules. We'll discuss a couple of those today. First of all, a traditional trimming around the holidays is a Christmas tree for many families. Artificial Christmas trees are convenient and attractive and becoming more popular, but for many individuals, the holiday season still would not be complete without a cut Christmas tree or real tree in the house. For those who prefer a real tree, a simple guidelines shared here should help you ensure an enjoyable and safe holiday season with that tree. A few decisions should be made before going out to buy a Christmas tree. Decide where you're going to place the tree in the home and be sure to choose a location away from heat sources such as a fireplace or radiator. You should also decide on the size of tree you want, both height and width, depending on what sort of space you have in your home to place the tree. There's a variety of places you can buy a tree, from cut-your-own-tree farms or as cut trees in commercial lots. If you're looking for a list of tree farms in your area, you can check out iowachristmastrees.com, which is a website maintained by the Iowa Christmas Tree Growers Association. That will help you locate a tree farm near you. Some common types of trees found both at tree farms or commercial lots include Scotch pine, white pine, red pine, Fraser or balsam fir, Canaan or Douglas fir, white spruce, and Colorado spruce. Many trees cut and purchased at cut-your-own-tree farms are obviously fresh. You should carefully check trees at commercial lots to ensure they are fresh. You can determine this with a few simple tests. Gently run your hand over a branch. The needles of the fresh tree should still be pliable. Those on a dry tree will drop easily and be brittle. You can also lift the tree by the trunk an inch or so off the ground and lightly bounce. Heavy needle drop indicates a dry tree. A fresh tree will still drop a few needles, but will drop less. When you're looking for a tree, you also want to look for one that has a fairly straight trunk, as it'll make it easier to stand upright in the stand. You should also know the diameter of the tree trunk to make sure that it fits in the stand that you have for it at home. If you don't intend to set up the Christmas tree immediately after you get it home, place it in a cool, sheltered location. Don't take it immediately in the house, as the warming will make the tree dry out more quickly. An unheated garage or shed is often a suitable storage site until you can get it cut and brought in the house. You do want it shaded, as the sun and wind will dry trees stored outdoors. Put the butt of the tree in a bucket of water if you're not going to cut it immediately. Before you take it in the house, remove an inch or more from the bottom, as this fresh cut will facilitate water uptake. Indoors, immediately place and secure the tree in a stand and fill the reservoir with water. You shouldn't need to place anything other than water in the stand. That should be enough to keep the tree fresh throughout the Christmas season, as long as you check the water supply at least twice a day and add water as needed. Promptly remove the tree when it begins to dry up, drink less water, and starts to drop needles, or as soon as possible after the Christmas season is done. For more information on care of common holiday plants, you can check out our Horticulture Frequently Asked Questions on the ISU Extension website. Something else to consider this time of year as we get into the season of schedule changes, travel, family time, and more is plenty of changes bring on different responses with children. Between festivities, additional time at home, schedule changes, and travel, children handle things differently depending on their temperament. Mackenzie DeYoung is a human sciences specialist with ISU Extension and Outreach, and she shares that parents, caregivers, friends, and family members can use temperament to predict how a child will act in a situation and plan accordingly. Temperament was originally studied by psychologists Alexander Thomas and Stella Chess and determines how individuals fall on a continuum for each of 9 traits. DeJong offers several examples of how these traits might play out in winter holiday settings. Children with a naturally high activity level are restless when quiet activities are expected for a long period of time. Children with low activities are happy cuddling up on the couch with a hot cocoa, blanket, and favorite TV movie. Children who are highly adaptable probably are excited for the hubbub that comes with the holiday season, whereas less adaptable children may have trouble making this transition from their usual schedules. When entering holiday events with family, withdrawing children might take time to warm up to this situation, while approaching children may be ones who run off and are sledding at the snow hill with a family they don't even know. Highly distractible children may notice every conversation, interaction, and facial gesture that adults make at a family gathering, while less distractible children are able to tune out these adult interactions and play alone or focus on a task at hand. Children who are highly intense may jump and shout when opening a gift, while a less intense child may love the present just as much but express it much more quietly. Children who have high moods may be insisting on putting up festive decorations as far back as October, while children who have lower mood may be grateful for the holiday season but might not show it on their face. Similarly, persistent children may be happy to play with one game or toy for quite a long while, even if the group is ready to move on, while less persistent children might not quite finish a chore before moving on to the next distraction or activity. Child's regularity will also be affected by schedule changes. Less regular children get hungry, sleep, and use the restroom at unpredictable times, while regular children can be more predictable and often operate on a strict schedule. You may want to take schedules into consideration and how adaptable your children are when planning variations in dinner time, restroom breaks, gift opening, and other family activities with children who are highly regular as far as restroom breaks and bedtimes. And finally, sensitive children can feel overwhelmed with new sights, unfamiliar smells, and loud noises at gatherings, and could be more irritable or need more breaks because of this, whereas less sensitive children might not remember to go to the bathroom because they're so busy playing with their cousins they forgot to check in with their bodily cues. Weather-wise, sensitive children may get cold quickly and opt to stay indoors, while less sensitive children will run outside to play for hours. Temperament plays a part in how many of these holiday scenario goes, but it all starts with understanding your child's temperament and planning accordingly. We've often talked about our Science of Parenting blog and podcast, and if you'd like more information on temperament in children, we invite you to check out the Science of Parenting podcast, which is available on Facebook or the scienceofparenting.org website, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. Temperament has been discussed both in Season 2, providing a general overview, and in Season 7, where we looked at an intersection of temperament and child development. Season 7 just wrapped in November, and a new season on guidance and discipline begins in February of 2022, so we encourage you to check out the Science of Parenting podcast to learn more about your child, their temperament, and how to manage those as we head into the holidays. As always, for more information on upcoming events, programs, and resources available from ISU Extension, check out the ISU Extension website, the Cass County Extension website, follow us on social media, give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Extension office on the fairgrounds. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.